department and was accepted and went to work for Bartlesville PD as a patrol officer and worked as a patrol officer on several shifts.
Mm-hmm.
One of my specialties was accident investigation, so I got to serve on the fatal accident investigation unit. And after about 9 years and testing and going through the selection process for supervisor, I was promoted to sergeant. I worked all three shifts. And in 1999, I was promoted to lieutenant, where I worked as a patrol lieutenant and a lieutenant over the training division.
Mm-hmm.
Also oversaw the city jail operations for several years. And during that tenure, we also had an opportunity to place me at the city maintenance facility mm-hmm. as a fleet maintenance director while they put it under the police department for a couple of years, where I really got an education about fleet and purchasing and things of that nature. And then later on, mid-2000s, I got promoted to captain over operations division. And there, I was basically over a division of about 40 people,
mm-hmm.
which encompassed patrol division, animal control, parking enforcement, SWAT team, and what am I leaving out?
A lot of moving parts.
Accident investigation. I oversaw that. I served on that unit for about 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a good ride. I had intentionally was going to stay at Bartlesville for a full 30.
Mm-hmm.
But then Rick Silver and Steve Johnson called me up and made me an offer. And my stress level went down a bit. And I got to go back out on patrol for the county in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
And worked patrol for about 3 years or so, and was promoted to sergeant over transport, where I supervised the transport unit, which was then about six officers or six deputies, and it also encompassed the courthouse security, property, and in evidence, and sex offender registry, which is a unique job to have.
And a lot of intricacies there.
It is, and then with the application process, I went into that for the appointment to sheriff in 2019
mm-hmm.
against about six very qualified, highly professional men that is really a pleasure to be in their company.
Mm-hmm.
Fortunately, I was selected by the county commission to fulfill Rick's term. And here we are today.
Here we are today. Now, at the sheriff's office and holding the position of county sheriff, it's more than just a few officers here and there. It's more than a few administrative things. There are a lot of moving parts, as we mentioned earlier, with the local police department. But with the county, you have that detention facility that you got to oversee.
We certainly do. And, a little over 10 years ago, the voters approved that bond issue mm-hmm. or sales tax to build that facility, because they were under strict order from the State Department of Health to build a new jail, because the county one in the old basement was not suitable. And they built one of the finest jails in the state of Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. We are currently the seventh largest county jail in the state of Oklahoma. We have a staff just in the detention facility of about 33. That includes detention officers, mm-hmm. supervisors, maintenance, and medical.
Mm-hmm.
So just that south side of that building, we utilize over 30 employees with various tasks. And generally, we're holding, our average used to be 160, 180. We can hold up to about 240. Currently, we're holding 12 Ottawa County
mm-hmm.
inmates. And I think I checked yesterday before I left work at 5, the jail administrator informed me we had 138 inmates in our facility,
mm-hmm.
which is up about 18 or so from what we had been running when we downsized as much as we could and trying to minimize the capacity because of COVID-19, which we've been very fortunate in dealing with through some very stringent protocol.
Mm-hmm. Now, you've got not only that, but you also have the law enforcement end of it, too, and you have all different kinds of divisions that come into play there.
We do. Excuse me.
That's okay.
And having those divisions, we've got administrative staff,
mm-hmm.
And that consists of one lieutenant, a captain, my undersheriff, and myself. And sergeants are in the field supervising the field deputies. I have two full-time investigators, which are covered up all the time. We could probably make do with two more, but the funding's just not there. To counter that, we try to train all the time. So the field deputies actually become field investigators because there's no way two investigators can follow up on every case we get. And we owe that to the citizens of the county to do as much as we can, as quick as we can on a case. But our patrol division, including the supervisors, three shifts. There's generally five on a shift. We're short a position or two right now, however, because of budget constraints. Got a little hiring freeze going on within. And then the, like I said, the transport unit I talked about before, there are six there, and the supervisor, which is the lieutenant, and they put a lot of miles on cars, hauling prisoners to and from other facilities, detention centers, correctional facilities, mental health, medical, plus back and forth to the courthouse for necessary court appearances.
We're talking with Washington County Sheriff Scott Owen here on Community Connection and other things that come into play. Folks will sometimes wonder, okay, well, each municipality usually has, you know, a police officer or two, depending on how small it is. Bartlesville has a few more. And the question sometimes pops up is, for what is the county responsible? Do you help out with the mutual aid, or is it for the rural only? Or
I'm really glad you asked that, because
there's a lot of confusion.
We're very fortunate here in Bartlesville, Dewey, and Washington County, law enforcement-wise. We have mutual aid agreements. There's actually a statute that allows any agency to assist another one upon their request. So on days or shifts that staffing might be low in say, in Bartlesville or Dewey, either one, and if a priority call goes out, if my deputies are in the area, they're going to respond to that priority call. They're not just going to ignore it because it's in the city of Bartlesville or in the city of Dewey. And likewise with them, when we have minimum staffing, which, by the way, is, happens to be two deputies, one for the north end of the county and one for the south, it's 20 miles from Highway 60, basically, to the Kansas state line and, respectively, to the Tulsa County line. We're a really long county. With two deputies, it affects response time a little bit. We generally have three on, but due to vacation, illnesses, things like that, sometimes we're down. I will say the administrative staff does fill the gap when needs to be. I myself listen to the radio probably way more than my wife would like me to, but it's nothing for me to get in the truck and go out if need be. And same thing I would expect from my other administrators. So if we get minimum staffed, we step up to the plate so we can hit the home run if we need to.
Very good to know. Very good to know. Now, when it comes to administration, you got a lot of people that you have to work in consort with. Being the sheriff, we talked about the different departments, patrol, you've got you know, the detention facility and everything else like that. That's a lot of ground to cover, and that means you have to build a pretty good team.
Yes, you do, and, you know, even when you've got a good team, you occasionally hit bumps in the road. There's so much going on, and my undersheriff is John Copeland. 23 years of law enforcement experience. He started out with the reserves in Bartlesville and moved over to the county, worked for Pat Ballard, and moved up through the ranks. My captain is Chad McCarty. He's about a 20-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department. He's worked in detention. He's very knowledgeable, especially in detention. He's also a certified investigator, so he's very good to have around for that. Also, he oversees the investigation unit. And then Lieutenant Jonathan Robertson, which is one of my members of my administrative staff that handles the transport, courthouse security into things for us, does a fine job.
When it comes to enforcing the law, we hear the term community policing an awful lot. Can you explain to us how you interpret community policing and how it is applied in Washington County?
Well, it's basically good public interaction for the greater good of the public in the county and in the city. The term community policing came around a long time ago by a gentleman named Polk, and probably over 100 years ago. I've read the article, I can't remember the date, but he had this vision that police officers, sheriffs, should be more integrated, pardon me, into the community. And thereby, he just developed this program. And what it boils down to is we don't just stop cars, write tickets, take calls, fight bad guys. It's called get out of that car, walk through the stores, check with store managers, you know, see how things are going, you're having problems. Is so-and-so giving you any trouble today? Because every community's got their people. The other thing is getting into schools. Just doing a walk through school. If you don't have a school resource officer, stop and check in with the administrative staff. The kids love to see us there. Integrate handouts and things like that. DARE program, our DARE program has been had been suspended for just a little bit due to staffing. We're in the process of ramping that back up. We have, hopefully have DARE this next year if everything lightens up with the COVID situation back in Copan and Caney Valley Schools. Dewey has a school resource officer. If we need to work with him, we would gladly do that. So I'm real happy to be getting that going back again. The other things are, as I mentioned in the forum the other night, anytime we go to work, we're in the community's eye. And basically, we are servants of the community in multifaceted fashion. I mean, we may be handling the domestic 1 minute. We may be talking to a store owner the next and within 10 minutes. We may come across a homeless person that's down and out, needs somewhere to go. We'll get them to the lighthouse or to a church or somewhere that can help them. I've had my deputies buy people's tanks of gas, take them, stop by one of the fast food places if they were hungry and feed them. All of those things that we're taught to do growing up, treat others as we would want to be treated. And I've got a really wonderful staff at the sheriff's office, and one of their community policing things that they do, is with the police, the sheriff's reserve program, because we do have a reserve program. I have about five deputies in it right now. And we have fundraisers throughout the year, our car show being one of them. And we're planning on having it October the 5th.
There you go.
And we're scheduled for a benefit breakfast with the Bartlesville Masonic Fraternity, if COVID allows us to do that. Those are our two big fundraisers. And we accept donations for this. And what we do is we feed needy families at Thanksgiving, a lot of them. We'll take entire big baskets. And then last year, I think we bought Christmas gifts, and I mean nice gifts, for 115 children, I believe, in the community. That wouldn't
I remember Garrett Christmas. Covering that. That was quite an amazing story.
It is, and that's something Rick Silver and Steve Johnson got going. And even before that, Sheriff Ballard and one of my mentors, I think Larry's Silver also had something like that going. If the people in the community remember Larry, they'll remember what a fine sheriff he was. And I remember him. He had just left the police department when I started, but he was the sheriff and he was out. I don't think that man ever slept. He was just a wonderful sheriff.
We've got just a couple of moments left here. We're speaking with Sheriff Scott Owen here with Washington County. Anything that you'd like to add as we come to a close?
Well, I'm looking forward to the election and see how this all shakes out. And I plan on being here another 4 years. And while in office, I hope to continue to do everything we're doing and add more to it. I would like to compliment the radio station and its staff for their part in the forum last week. You guys did a wonderful job, even though you had some bumps. And it was very informative, I think, to the citizens. The other thing is, I just want to commend Rick Silver and Steve Johnson, former sheriff and undersheriff. and the jail commission and county commissioners for their efforts and their input into that detention center that we have in the sheriff's office to build it what it is today. Hopefully to continue a tradition of excellence established by them.
Thank you very much for being on our Community Connection program, Sheriff.
Thank you very much for having me, Tom.
All right, be very safe out there. I think I remember that from Hill Street Blues or something like
That's
that.
That's right.